Live from CAP Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Wildfires in California are becoming increasingly frequent, widespread, and devastating. Since 2015, 15 of the state's most destructive fires in recorded history have occurred, damaging or destroying over 55,000 homes and other buildings and claiming the lives of more than 200 people. But as we measure each new fire by acres burned, homes destroyed, and lives lost, we're also beginning to comprehend the toll wildfires are having on the youngest who survived these extreme disasters. Health screenings of some of the state's most underserved families are revealing tens of thousands of children who've lived through these fires are experiencing potentially lasting psychological trauma and other chronic health issues. Joining us now is Heidi DeMarco, a correspondent for Kaiser Health News, not affiliated with Kaiser Permanente, to share how children in Northern California are learning to cope with wildfire trauma. Good morning, Heidi.
Good morning.
So you write and produce bilingual multimedia stories about ethnic low-income communities across California. What made you want to dig deeper into the impact of wildfires on children?
Well, the ACES Aware Initiative released a report detailing the number of adverse childhood experience screenings conducted for children and adults in California. We saw a higher risk for toxic stress or trauma if they lived in the state's northern counties, a primarily rural region that, as you know, has been struck by large wildfires in the recent years. So we wanted to explore if there was a connection between the high percentages and the wildfires and how it affected children.
So for the last 2 years, California has been asking doctors participating in the state's Medicaid program to screen both children and adults for potentially traumatic events connected to adverse childhood experiences. What were some of the findings that stood out to you?
What stood out was that even though environmental risk factors are not included in the screenings, there seemed to be a connection between the high scores and the wildfires. For instance, 70% of children and adults in Shasta County, where the Carr fire burned in 2018, were found to be at high risk for trauma. In Napa County, where the Tubb fire ripped through the wine country in 2017, 50% of children and adults were at high risk.
Wow. You know, these mental health screenings are really set up to help physicians detect neglect or abuse within the home. But what impact do doctors believe wildfires, you mentioned the Carr and the Tubbs fire, are having on children, particularly in parts of rural Northern California?
Well, beyond the immediate trauma, the harm caused by the wildfires, doctors believe that missed school days, disrupted routines, displacement, and instability adds to the longer term psychological toll on these children. And if not managed, their emotional trauma can affect their physical health, potentially leading to chronic health problems such as mental illness or substance abuse.
Yeah, I covered both the Tubbs fire, the Carr fire, and the Camp fire, and I have followed survivors in the weeks and months and sometimes years since. And mostly I spoke with adults, and the trauma is very, very real, and it can last for years. What types of psychological trauma are some children in California experiencing due to these wildfires?
Well, many of the children, living through these wildfires are experiencing anxiety, depression, post-traumatic stress disorder. Some children may develop sleep or attention problems, or even start struggling in school.
Your story also included speaking with a pediatrician at the Shasta Community Health Center, and that pediatrician conducted some of these screenings in Shasta County in Northern California. What did you learn from them about how wildfire trauma can really just compound other traumas some children in their community are enduring?
Yes, I spoke with Dr. Sean Dugan. He told me that the stakes are even higher for children who live in a region that already has a high range of trauma to begin with, such as poverty, housing, and food insecurity, which are also believed to be risk factors for toxic stress. So you throw in an environmental disaster like a wildfire, and the impact on these children is much worse.
It's such a formative period for children, but it can vary greatly whether a child is an infant to a toddler to an elementary school, and it goes on and on. Do children respond differently to trauma based on their age?
They do. Research shows that younger children may feel anxious and fearful, eat poorly, or develop separation anxiety from their parents, while older kids may feel depressed and lonely, develop eating disorders, self-harming behaviors, or begin to use alcohol or drugs.
I think about one family following the campfire. They had three children, and they were all in a small travel trailer in Oroville, which is outside of Paradise. And they were pretty much displaced there for several months, close to a year. How does displacement impact children and their families who've been displaced by wildfires?
Well, the stress of not having a place to live, the uncertainty for kids, they don't understand it. A lot of health advocates that I spoke with say that it took them a long time to cope with, you know, sleeping in their cars or sleeping in shelters. And this is something that children just don't know how to process. So the trauma stays with them for much longer. Mm-hmm.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio, and if you're just joining us, we're talking with Heidi DeMarco, a reporter with Kaiser Health News, about the impact of wildfires on children's mental health in California. You also learned that children can also be indirect victims of wildfires due to smoke. I mean, that's something that a lot of us experience, even if we haven't been displaced by a wildfire. What can you tell us about the impact of smoke on children?
Well, according to a study published by the CDC, an estimated 7.4 million kids in the U.S. are affected annually by wildfire smoke, which not only affects their respiratory system, but may contribute to attention deficit, hyperactivity disorder, autism, impaired school performance, and even memory problems. Mm.
You spoke with families. One of the families that you spoke with lost their Glen Ellen home in the Wine Country wildfires of 2017. They now live in Sonoma. How have they fared in the years since, navigating a difficult series of years of rebuilding?
It's been a tough time for them. You know, their story sounds like a scene out of a movie. The family woke up in the middle of the night to flames just 10 feet away from their trailer home. Their neighbor's trailer had already burned down, so they had to quickly abandon all their belongings and left with only the clothes on their back and the three-month-old baby's blanket. So they slept in their minivan for the first night, and then they took shelter with family, and they had to live in three temporary homes before moving into their new home now in Sonoma.
Yeah, that's a lot of instability. How did that impact their children?
Well, the girls, Maya and Mia, you know, saw their school counselor soon after the fire. And for the first few years, Maya told me she had nightmares filled with flames, that she would jolt awake in the middle of the night to sounds of fire trucks or sirens. You know, 5 years later, the smell of smoke still sends the girls into high alert. But they've taken a more proactive approach to cope with their trauma. They seem to be very prepared. They have emergency bags packed in their rooms, and they attend workshops on how to handle anxiety at a local teen center and have become leaders in a support group. Maya, who just graduated from high school, will study psychology when she starts junior college. And Mia, who's in the 10th grade, wants to be an emergency dispatcher. So they definitely want to give back to the community that helped them.
Yeah, that experience is shaping what they want to do with their lives and helping others.
Yes, definitely. And so they've definitely become role models in their community.
I'm curious, given that you're a bilingual journalist, how instrumental was that in really sharing and learning about the toll families and specifically children are enduring following wildfires and being displaced and rebuilding?
Well, you know, when I reached out to find families, I reached out to a local family resource center in Sonoma Valley who connected me with the Bravo family, and they only spoke Spanish. So for me, when you're speaking to people about vulnerable experiences as a health journalist, you know, I talk to people in the most vulnerable times of their life, unfortunately, and being able to speak to them in their language that they can understand, there is a better connection, and they feel a lot more comfortable and to share with me these moments that were very hard on them, very intimate, and that still bring them to tears this day. So for me, being bilingual, and it really does help me connect with the families and the people that I interview.
Yeah, and that vulnerability is just so important to share to others. I want to get to solutions before we wrap up. Sonoma County actually has begun to integrate mental health into their disaster response. What does that look like?
Well, they're now posting resources for people on how to cope with stress during wildfires, along with tips on how to assemble emergency kits and develop an escape plan so they're not caught unprepared. But the county will also start deploying mental health workers during disasters as part of its new emergency operations plan. For example, they will send behavioral health specialists to emergency shelters and work with community groups to track the needs of wildfire survivors.
You also spoke to child trauma experts about coping tools for children just to help them manage. What are some solutions that they shared or recommend for parents and families?
I spoke with Sarah Lowe, a clinical psychologist at Yale School of Public Health, and she said that instilling a sense of stability and calm is important for children to manage their trauma. They need to reestablish some sense of routine and normalcy. She suggested maintaining sleep schedules and eating times, as well as playing familiar games, exercising, and seeing a counselor.
Yeah, Heidi, I imagine this reporting is just beginning for you. What are you going to be continuing to focus on as you continue looking at this specific issue?
Well, I'll definitely be looking into how Sonoma's plan rolls out and how it impacts their community, as well as how other counties who have also been impacted by wildfires are addressing not only the needs of wildfire victims, but also the needs of children in their disaster response plans.
Heidi, thank you so much for sharing your reporting.
Thank you for having me.
Heidi DeMarco is a reporter for Kaiser Health News, sharing her reporting on how children in Northern California are coping with wildfire trauma. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, CAP Radio. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.